is South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala. Beth Foster is with me, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
All right, so the topic this week, Meta, the parent of Facebook, has announced it will be using user data and posts to train its AI. All right, so fill us in here because we want to make sure the AI gets proper training.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that my posts about my grandchildren should help train AI. But anyway,
touche.
You know, so they're going to be trying to train their AI on their foundation models, the generative foundation models. And they have said that it will not use private user messages or content from accounts of users under 18, which is a good step, but not what they should do to do the best step to help protect us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about the European Union quite often and their GDPR compliance rules, and they're actually taking care of the citizens of members of the European Union by not allowing Facebook to do things like this. I'm not one to look towards our government to put more stringent controls on the things that we do, but I'm thinking when it comes to AI, we've got to do something more than what we're doing right now, which I don't feel is anything.
No, I have a feeling, you know, typically we are slow to react to those type of things, I feel. And, I mean, we'll be talking about it for a while, but as far as getting anything done, I think it's not going to happen anytime soon, right? But they'll continue to talk about it, maybe have hearings.
Yeah, I think it's evolving faster than we can really fathom.
Oh, yeah.
We have to wait. I think we're waiting for what ends up happening is that we're waiting to see where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about protecting the citizens from things like Facebook and Instagram. So anyway, the deadline for the EU was June 26th before they could stop them from doing anything through the GDPR. So that's been stopped at this point in time. And they claim that Meta will use all public user data that is collected since 2007. That goes quite a ways back. And
wow.
Who remembers what they were posting in 2007?
I was in college.
Wow, yes.
Not good.
No. A lot of that stuff, whenever a memory comes back from, I think it was probably 2008, maybe, mm-hmm. when I went on, is just ridiculous. Now that I look back.
I'm curious.
It's sunny outside.
Right, exactly.
I'm having a hot dog. I'm like, what am I even writing this stuff? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was all silly. And then when you say Meta's using our data to train AI, are they using our status updates? Are they using our opinions that we post with articles? Are they using our personal photos? Like, I know the article says that they can't use minors, so data from minors,
right.
Facebooks, and then also private messaging. They're not going to use any of that we know of. But in your opinion, what is, like, why is my data useful to a robot?
everything you said above is going to be used, or going to be able to be used by Meta to train its AI. And what they're saying is, training the models, if they don't use the information, AI will not accurately understand important regional languages, cultures, or trending topics on social media. Now,
well,
yeah, I can see
sense.
That, but I don't see that the trending topics on social media are always the things that they want to be trained on.
Agreed, yes. And also, you know, not everybody's nice on Facebook. Like, is the robot going to be trained to be mean?
That's a great question. Who knows how that's actually going to go down?
Right.
They're going to be taking in all this data, sifting through it, and giving responses based on what is learned about us.
Mm-hmm. I have seen the new Meta AI, like they introduced the tool about 2 weeks ago, and I do see the advantage in Meta AI summarizing majority of what comments are saying on a story. So if you look at an article posted on Facebook, they'll have a little Meta AI paragraph, and it says, some users are commenting that they find this product to be useful. Other users are commenting that they think it's too much money. And I actually do find some use in that little summation paragraph.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so if you look, you know, if you investigate your Facebook further, you might come across those little paragraphs. But I'm guessing that's pretty much the beginning of what they're trying to do.
Exactly right. And that is what AI is supposed to do, is mm-hmm. to help us get along in our world. The thing about it is, you know, Meta makes adjustments to its privacy and data use policies on a regular basis. And as users, we're notified when those changes are made. But by continuing to use this service, we are essentially agreeing to the changes.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us actually go back and read what those changes are?
No.
None.
No one. And you can't go and write some kind of post that says, Facebook does not have my permission.
Right. If only it worked that easily.
Yeah. I am declaring.
What I think is interesting, too, is that I feel as if the Privacy Center is now buried. Like they, I don't know, I feel like they made it hard or difficult to find it more easily for users. Like, if I'm having a hard time finding it, I don't even think my parents know it exists.
Oh.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, there really is no foolproof way to prevent Meta from using your data for AI training.
Mm-hmm.
Given the U.S. and similar regions, that's just what it's like.
But, yeah.
However, you do have one thing that you can do, and you may have to walk your parents through this, because you're right. Trying to get to the privacy settings today will be different from what it was yesterday, and it'll be changed again next week. Just trying to keep people from making these changes, I feel, anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think that's what they're doing. But what you want to do in Facebook and Instagram is go in and set your account to private. That way, they won't be able to use your data.
Right. And so I'm reading the article. Hmm. You basically write to object to Meta using your information for generative AI models and features. So I had no idea that we had a right to object.
We don't.
Okay.
That's the thing. So the European Union does have that as of now.
Okay.
Because of GDPR. We don't have that, but the only way around it is to actually set our accounts to private and just invite our friends and just do what we need to do with our friends, and that will prohibit, hopefully, Meta from using the data that we don't want them training their AI on.
Hmm. That's crazy. So confusing. So from here on out, we really don't have any rights concerning AI using any content that we happen to have put out onto the internet over the past 20 years. Would you say that's correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a little unsettling.
Yeah. Well, at this point, unless a law changes, right, David, that pretty much is the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to create a law that says, similar to what the GDPR does for the European Union, that they have to get, for them, for the European Union, they have to have getting specific permission from each user to use their data.
Wow. Let's just say if you used a VPN to log into a European network, you could use Facebook exclusively. I'm trying to think about a smart computer person. If you really wanted to avoid AI, you know what I mean?
I don't know how that works. I know you can get around.
I'm not that savvy, yes.
Things,
but I know that some people do utilize VPNs to watch a TV show that's only available, for instance, in France.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go so far...
So if you take that just a step further, though, that you think about it, you're going to a VPN to a European Union country, but signing into your Facebook account, which exists in the United States.
Yeah. Mm.
So you've just made a round-the-world trip that's not going to do much for you.
Maybe I just need to move to Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, David, what can people, if they want to read more about it, what can they do? They can go read the blog right now, right, and get the latest on this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have the instructions up there how to fix your Facebook and Instagram account to kind of protect you a little bit. Just go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
All right.
Thank you.
Nina from Scituate, David, wants to know, how can Meta do this without getting informed consent from users? Training AI was not in the privacy agreement in 2007, correct? But you're saying, once we renew it every time, we agree?
Yeah, every time you update the app, you have to agree to a new terms and conditions, right?
So it's changed, obviously. Yeah, and it must be.
Oh, it's changed a lot.
It's changed a lot since 2007, correct. Okay. But I think, when you update the app, you have to agree to new terms and conditions, and they can push an update on the app every month if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Exactly right. It's all for their benefit, not for ours.
Yeah, AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, David.